The world spun, first upside down, then right side up again, as Julie Albright and her best friend Ivy Ling turned cartwheels around the backyard.
"Watch me do a backflip," called Ivy.
She leaned back, stretching her neck like a tree bending in the wind. Soon, her shiny black ponytail bounced upside down as she twirled through the air, landing perfectly on 2 feet.
"I always fall flat on my face," said Julie. "I'll never be as good as you, no matter how hard I practice."
She sighed. "I'm sure going to miss doing gymnastics with you after school every day."
"I'm going to miss playing basketball in your driveway," said Ivy, "even though you always beat me."
Julie stuck out her lower lip and made an exaggerated sad face. Both girls fell down laughing. Then they stretched out on the grass, folding their hands behind their heads, and gazed dreamily at the clear blue sky. A perfect September day.
"Hey, look,"
said Julie, pointing to an airplane high up in the sky.
"Maybe that's my dad. Hi, Dad."
The two girls whooped and yelled and waved. Mr. Albright was a pilot. Julie always waved at every airplane she saw, imagining it might be her dad flying to some exotic, far-off country.
"What are you going to miss most?" Julie asked.
"Walking to school together and sitting behind you in class," said Ivy.
"Who am I going to be lunch buddies with?"
said Julie.
"You're the only friend in the world who would trade me your Twinkie for a pickle."
"Julie!" Mom called from the back porch as she took down some hanging geraniums. "Time to get a move on. The van will be here in half an hour."
"I guess I had better get going,"
said Ivy.
"Not yet,"
said Julie.
"Come up to my room with me while I make sure I'm all packed."
Upstairs, Julie scooped up Nutmeg, her pet rabbit, from her favorite spot in the laundry basket and plopped down cross-legged next to Ivy on her bed. Ivy stroked Nutmeg's velvet brown fur, while Julie scratched her pet behind her floppy lop ears.
"I'm sure gonna miss you, girl,"
said Julie, kissing Nutmeg on her wiggly nose and nuzzling her whiskers.
"But Ivy's going to take extra special good care of you whenever Dad's gone."
Julie took a long last look around her room. Ghosts of posters that had once decorated the walls formed an empty gallery around the room, showing off the flowered wallpaper. Craters in the blue shag rug made a strange moonscape, a map of where Julie's desk and dresser had once been. Boxes were piled everywhere. The room was middle of the night, quiet.
"I still can't believe you're moving,"
said Ivy, flashing her dark eyes at Julie.
"It's only a few miles away across town," said Julie. "It's not like I'm moving to Mars." "I won't be able to blink lights at you from across the street anymore to say goodnight,"
said Ivy.
"But we can call each other," Julie pointed out.
"And you'll still see me on the weekends when I come visit my dad."
There was that lump again. She felt it every time she thought of being without Dad. She thought she'd gotten used to the idea of her parents being divorced, but now that she wouldn't be living with Dad anymore, suddenly it wasn't just an idea. It was real.
"Here," said Julie. "I made us friendship bracelets. We can both wear them and think of each other."
She handed a colorful knotted bracelet to Ivy.
"Neat," said Ivy. "Here, tie it on my wrist."
Julie's big sister Tracy poked her head into Julie's room. "Mom says to start bringing our stuff down. Set it in the front room."
"Not yet,"
Julie protested.
"Just a few more minutes."
It was bad enough they were making her move. Now they were taking away her last moments with her best friend, too.
"Mom says now,"
said Tracy, sounding annoyed. Julie got up and tried lifting a too heavy box, then set it back down and began dragging a garbage bag across the floor instead.
"Now I know why they call it Labor Day," she grumbled.
"I guess I better go, for real this time," said Ivy.
Julie nodded. the two friends hooked pinkies in a secret handshake they'd had since kindergarten. Neither girl wanted to be the one to let go first.